Okay, this is a response to yesterday. Yeah, just a huge response, actually. Is it just being old-fashioned and romantic to go to, you know, your partner's dad and ask for him permission to, can I marry your daughter, please? Can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? Some people saying, hang on a second, it's not, that's like when you owned your daughter, as she was like a possession, and you, in return you might have got two camels, but things have changed a little bit. What do you think? Or is it still just good old-fashioned tradition? Colm, these are from yesterday because we had a huge response yesterday. I got engaged back in June and I asked my girlfriend's father for permission. We've been together for 5 years. We've two kids, so we'd obviously talked about marriage. So I knew it meant a lot to her and to her dad. It was one of the things she asked me when I finally did pop the question, so I'm delighted I did it. It's a small thing that's a big part of any father's life, and I would like my daughter's future husband or wife to ask me. It's not my decision at the end of it all, just a nod to tradition and just to show some respect. Here's another one here. Colin, we got married in August and my now husband didn't ask my dad for permission. I would have been quite insulted if he did, to be honest. We were living together and had a four-month-old daughter when he proposed, so we were both of the opinion that it was our decision. My dad was a little put out that my husband didn't ask, and he still brings it up jokingly now, but our answer is always the same. It was me who needed to say yes, not my dad. It's quite old-fashioned, and some people still believe in it, but we don't. After all, it's the decision of the couple who are getting married, not the bride's dad. Somebody made the point yesterday, because somebody was on saying, you know, we were going to get married, we had two kids, and so I decided I'd go to her dad and say, can I have permission to marry your daughter? Can I have your... And the point was, well, did you ask permission to impregnate your daughter before you even got married? Huh? Oh, yeah. Colin, when I asked my father-in-law, could I marry his daughter, he said no. What? I knew I wanted one of these. I knew it had to happen somewhere. When I asked my father-in-law, could I marry, he said no. We eloped 6 weeks later. Married 11 years next month. Three beautiful girls. Sadly, he died 4 years ago without making up. Why did he say no? Obviously, he didn't get on too well, did you? You want to check, you want to make sure you pretty much get on pretty darn well with your father-in-law before you actually go over to him and say, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? We also talked about walking down the aisle, who should walk you down the aisle, especially in situations where there's been a marital split and maybe the dad's been away for years and years. Mum has brought up all the kids and suddenly dad appears and walks down the aisle with the daughter, and mum's a little bit off on that. We had a couple of calls about that yesterday and a couple of emails came in on that overnight. Colin, my dad left when I was 7 and my mother raised 5 of us on her own. My dad came back on the scene when I was 15 and we saw him maybe once a year. Now, my husband didn't ask either of them for my hand, which doesn't bother me, to be honest, but I was in no doubt who would walk me down the aisle when I got married. I was extremely proud to have my mother's arm as we walked down the aisle, as she had sacrificed so much for us growing up and did absolutely everything for us in a tough situation. There was one more here. Colm, I was listening to a lady on your show. She talked about wanting to give her daughter away at her wedding. I got married 4 years ago. My mum and dad walked up the aisle with me. They walked together behind me and we'd hugs and kisses when we got to the top of the church. They did the same for my older and younger sisters. My parents aren't separated, they're happily married, but my mum felt she deserved the right to walk up the aisle just as much as my dad, as she was a stay-at-home mum and raised us. Families make their own traditions. You don't have to go with the norm. That lady should talk to her daughter about it. Okay, there you go. That's actually a good one. Families do make their own traditions as well, don't they? Okay, if you want to get to us, 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552. Remember, Twitter as well is up and running, at Colm Hayes 2FM. Emer, how are you?
Hiya, Colm. How you doing?
Not too bad at all. God, people are getting, a lot of people getting involved in the permission, should you ask for permission or not. What happened with yourself?
I'm married about 15 years. I met Brendan kind of later on in life, and we went home. We decided to get married, and we went home, and we'd had a few drinks with my mom and a meal, and we were sitting in front of the fire, and he got down on his knee. He mentioned marriage or something, and he got down on his knee in front of me. He said her name was Emer as well. And he said, Emer, he said, would you mind he asked her first. He said, would you mind? Would you mind if I had your daughter's hand in marriage? And so he was on his knee in front of the fire, and she said to him, well, she said, I hope you get down and bended knee. And he said, and he's looking at himself on the floor, and she says, and not to me either.
Okay.
So she was delighted. And then I was telling your researcher, I had 5 brothers fighting over who was going to walk me down the aisle. And a friend of mine down in Kerry said to me, she said, what are you talking about? She said, your mother was the one who was there after your dad died. My dad died when I was 12.
Oh, okay.
And she said, why don't you ask your mother? And she was absolutely chuffed.
Yeah. And she walked you up the aisle.
She walked me up the aisle, and everybody in the, nobody knew in the church, we hadn't told anybody, so they were, everybody was kind of looking and thinking, this is a bit strange, but they all said afterwards it was the perfect thing.
I think that's
all
brilliant.
All the family agreed as well. It was fantastic.
Like five brothers and yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no, there were eight of us.
Five brothers, three sisters?
Yeah.
Wow. That was a tough one for your mom.
Yeah, the youngest brother was three when my dad died, so she was left with, and there was, I think, one away working and one had just started nursing, and then the rest of us were all at home. So she was six at home when my dad died.
She didn't just run away and hide, did she?
I'd say she felt like a Colm.
That's a struggle, but also it's a job well done, isn't it?
Yeah. I have to say, one of your texts you read out, I think somebody said that family make their own traditions, and I think they're dead right. You forget about what anybody else does. You deal with your own family and do it your own family way, I think.
That's funny, because we're just on the other side of Christmas now, and just before Christmas we were talking about that and all the little things and traditions that families have around Christmas, because it is that really traditional thing, but there's something that every family has to do, and if you don't do that, it's not going to be. And I think as well, you know, be it marriage, be it christenings, whatever it is, families do, especially if it's a big family, you have your own, it's the thing that makes you family almost, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a bond that can't be broken. It's almost this sort of secret handshake between the family, you know?
Yeah.
It's very important. Okay, I like it, Emer. Okay, listen, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Colm.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye. Anne, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Tell me about yourself and asking permission.
I came out to my dad a couple of years ago, and his immediate reaction was not one I thought it would be. He automatically turned around and said, Jesus, that's brilliant. Do you think your other sisters will go that way so I don't have to pay for a wedding? You know, he was a great man. He had a brilliant sense of humor. I was delighted because I thought he would have said, oh my God, my daughter is what, like, you know. Yeah. But he was great about it. And I was like, no, Dad, you haven't a hope. They love men too much.
That's brilliant. That's a great reaction. Was he a dub?
No, he's a Wicklow man.
Oh, I could just see that as something that Colm Meaney would do in one of those
movies. He was such a clown. He was always just like the centre of attention, making everybody laugh. So his reaction to me was just perfect, you know. But sadly, he passed away there in 2007. So my mom had walked my twin sister down the aisle the previous year, the year just gone, and she didn't really like him. So I said to her, I asked her first, and I said, Mom, I don't really want to ask you. And she goes, oh, that's great. She said, I would have said, yeah, obviously. She said, but if you don't want to, I understand, that's fine. And I said, I'm going to ask Dad's best friend instead.
Right.
Which I did. He lives directly across the road from us. We grew up with him.
Yeah.
And I went over to him and I said, as my dad's best friend, will you do me a favour? And he goes, of course I will. I promised your dad I'd look after you. And I said, that's brilliant. I said, do you want to walk me down the aisle? And he got so emotional, and he pointed to the sky and he said, buddy, I will do you proud. That made me even worse than asking him. Oh God, I was so emotional. Two of us just hugged him, was like, yes, we can do this, you know what I mean? But that's pretty much it.
So your dad embraced your sexuality as such when he did
automatically.
Did he have an idea? I think parents sort of do.
My mom didn't. My dad did. I think he did have an idea, because he used to always joke with me, like he used to always say, you're the son I always wanted. Because he did. He was great. And I took that as a compliment, because I would always, like, I'd always want to help him. He was a roofer, so I'd run across the roofs with him, and I'd play darts with him, and golfing, and everything I could just to spend time with him, you know what I mean? But no, I think he knew, really, because he was so open-minded. I mean, come on, who has that reaction and didn't know?
And did you floor your mum with the news? Was she taken aback?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, she didn't take it very well at all. She freaked out for about 2 days.
Really?
And then after that, she kind of sat me down. She said, okay, you need to make me understand. I was like, oh, God, how exactly do I do this? But now she's great. Like, now I come in in the afternoon, and she said, did you have a gay day, Anne? Like, think of this. I'm like, oh my God, man, so original, you know what I mean? But no, she's great now, and she loves my partner, and please.
I just imagine that conversation, which I think is brilliant, where she said, now just sit me down and make me understand.
Yeah, it's like the most uncomfortable experience of my life.
That's like you having the birds and the bees conversation with your mom.
It is. It was like that all over again, you know what I mean? She was like, but you had a boyfriend before, and I was like, yeah, but I was miserable. You know what I mean? It wasn't for me. You know what I mean? But she looks at me now and she goes, like, you look so happy. You're you.
I've
never seen this side of you, and you're just, this is when you shine. And I'm like, yeah, see, I tried to tell you that. It took me years to tell you that, but I got there.
And you were close to your dad.
Yeah, I was. I was really close to my dad. A lot of people tell me I look like him, which when they do, I'm kind of like, oh. You know what I mean? But he was a great guy. I have his sense of humour as well. It's a really dry sense of humour, and I will always have a comeback if someone has a sarcastic comment. Especially if people make remarks about my sexuality, I will always come back with something witty to kind of shake it off if it's somewhat insulting or anything like that. I don't get insulted very easily, so.
But I'm just interested because even in the 2-3 minutes talking to you, I can sense that closeness you had with your dad and that real importance, like best buddies. Do you still get the sense that he's there around taking care of you?
It's funny, yeah, because, a lot of the time I do, especially when I do certain things or if I'm out somewhere and I'm in the middle and everybody's laughing at me, I tend to kind of just look up and go, I know you would have had the same reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people tell me that I'm very like him and I laugh like him as well. He had this really, I thought it was a stupid laugh. And I had the exact same one, you know? So, he was a legend, really. Everybody loved him. You know, but his reaction to me was just—I couldn't have wished for a better one. You know, it actually made me laugh. I looked and go, "Like, are you serious? Like, are you actually okay?"
Just again, because I think it's brilliant. And you sit down, you tell your dad you're gay, and his reaction is.
Do you think your other two sisters would go like that? They don't have to pay for one.
I love it. Well, listen, as your dad would say, Anne, have a gay day, okay?
Oh, yes, I will. Right. Every day is.
Take care of yourself, all right?
Take care, Colin.
Bye-bye.